That.
Hey, 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 West Coast Wednesdays, the day before, the day of Major League Baseball opening day. See, we both came with the same idea today.
I gotta rip my boys in blue.
I hear you. It's gonna be, and it's still cold. I know. So listen, Mother Nature played with us for a minute yesterday and then decided to put us back on the wind and rain.
And then she said, so, we're gonna make it 7-7 on Sunday.
Yeah, right. There's a lot going on. We'll be talking about so much.
Just get into it. You might as well just get into it.
We got opening day tomorrow. We've got two weeks left in the NBA regular season. The West Coast is completely, like, they're all within three games of each other for like eight teams. You got the NHL regular season ending in 3 weeks. Our Vegas Golden Knights are still there competing. They're still on top, but we'll get into that too. There's a lot going on. So we will discuss that, of course. But what, because there's so much going on. I think this perfectly kind of states like what we're doing in sports right now. Of course, shout out to Benchwarmer Brand because he really has it going on. But this is kind of where we're at in sports right now.
Well, how are you guys enjoying the show? I can't even deny it. Your tournament is so good. You're definitely the star of the sports world right now. Not for long. Make some room, boys. It's baseball time. MLB, you understand you're not going to be top dog for like 3 months, right? What are you talking about? Opening day's this weekend. You do this every year. Yeah, opening day's this weekend. The same weekend as the Final Four. And hell, WrestleMania is happening this weekend too. And then after that, we've got the home stretch of the NHL and NBA regular seasons, followed by our playoffs, and then the NFL draft. Yeah, no offense, but our games are going to have a lot more on the line than the first few weeks of your 512 game schedule. It's only 162. Same thing. Don't get us wrong, MLB. You serve a very important purpose. You get us through the summer months. You know, the months where it's actually nice enough to do things outside so we don't need a super interesting sport to be going on, but at least people have the option to watch you. Exactly. You're the bridge back to fall and winter when the seasonal depression starts to kick in so they have to bring back the good sports to compensate. All right, there are plenty of people excited that our sport's starting. Oh, I'm sure, and that excitement will last for about a week until they rediscover you in June. Whatever, at least the World Baseball Classic was cool. That was pretty cool. Thank you.
I love the debate.
Pretty much sums it up.
It's pretty much sums it up. I mean, for some of us, I think opening day is a big thing. You know, of course, though, we do kind of veer off a little bit in the first couple months of Major League Baseball because there is so much still happening with NBA, NHL. We've got the NFL draft coming at the end of the month. You've got the WNBA draft happening in about a week and a half. Like, there's just a ton of sports. And I can't be mad at it.
Yeah, but baseball, you know, I'm in it. We play the Diamondbacks.
Tomorrow, I know you're in it. Yeah.
And, I'm assuming my boys.
I'm in it. We got Listen, I'm in it. You know, it's just a lot.
It's been a lot. You've been throwing this XFL. We're watching the women's college basketball. Men's college basketball. NBA, NHL.
So much.
It's already been a lot. It's been too much. Not to mention the boxing matches, UFC matches. Like, how do you encompass all of it? How do you encompass it all?
And then how do you encompass it all knowing that tomorrow I'm going to go see Air? And I was so unsure if I was going to wear a Jordan shirt today, a Jordan jersey, a hat today. But I was like, you know what? Let me root for the baseball guys. But I'm completely excited to catch the Air tomorrow. It's going to be coming out. It's a early showing. But also for everybody else that's not going to be able to catch it tomorrow like I am, there's a big thing happening right now. If you go on Cinemark.com, you actually can, they have a certain pre-releases, sneak previews of Air happening on Saturday, this Saturday at 7 p.m. in select theaters. So go to your Fandangos, your Cinemarks, wherever, and see where it's playing because they have select 7 p.m. showings of Air you're able to watch on Saturday. So you can catch it early just like I do. You know what I mean?
I'm waiting for it to stream on HBO Max. When is that thing coming to HBO Max? I won't leave my house.
I mean, I hear you, but you know me. I gotta get it in. I gotta see
you
it.
I mean, if you got an opportunity to go see that movie, definitely go see it. It's not nothing like I'm not in a rush. We know the premise, but we'd like to see how it all comes together. It's great.
Of course.
I like it on HBO Max. So HBO Max, if you're listening, just get that thing streamed right on over.
Get that thing going. Get it popping.
You know? Right. Dude, I'm okay, let's go. Like Air.
Okay. Oh man.
We with that job with 4 right now. Like, I'm on John Wick 4 right now. I don't need anything else thrown into my matrix. Let's go and have that streamed to my house, and I'll be good.
Hey, make it happen however you can.
Yeah, I know.
I know. I'll be there. I'll be there. I'm just trying to figure out which Jordan I'm going to wear. I guess I got to wear one. Yeah, there's mixed reviews for that, but who knows? Who knows?
It has.
Hey. Better not be. Yeah. Yeah. What? Huge hot topic for here, for us at least, not about everybody else, maybe for some out there. Tom Brady announced on Thursday that he was going to be part of the Aces ownership group. Listen. I know we know Natalie went crazy and most of the Las Vegas community went crazy. People started speculating if Tom was going to move to Vegas. Not sure that's happening, but that does mean he may be at more games. I know season ticket prices went up since the announcement. And I know, especially for like Kelsey Plum, who was thoroughly entertained when Tom was at the his last game here, that she had tweeted, what is life? Because she is that excited to see her dog as part ownership. So, and Tom Brady had a nice, I have a whole minute here. I'm not going to play the whole minute, but he definitely had a nice little intro to the Aces community.
Hey guys, what's up? I got really special news to share today. I'm excited to announce I'm going to become part of the Las Vegas Aces organization. It was a matter of time before I was back in a building with some of the greatest athletes in the world. And I grew up with three older sisters. They were all incredible athletes in their own right. They were role models to me. It's where my love of women's sports began. I tagged along. I was the annoying little brother to all their games. And they were the best athletes in our house. And they're still a great inspiration to me. So I admire all the work the Aces players and staff and what the WNBA continues to do to grow the sport and to empower the future generations of female athletes, I have in my own family, and I'm ready to contribute in any way possible as a member of such a great organization. What an honor. I can't wait to watch these amazing, talented players bring another championship to Las Vegas. LFG.
LFG is right.
LFG, Tom.
LFG, Tom Brady.
You know, most of us probably never liked him in football, but we're going to like him now because, you know, he's a part owner.
Tom Brady,
we're all with that.
Tom Brady can do no wrong in my eyes right now.
This is it. This is the Mecca.
I love Tom Brady.
We're going to save that snippet. We're going
to
save that snippet.
He did not have to do this. He did not have to do this.
No,
and that's the thing.
He didn't.
He didn't have to do this. Didn't even know he was a big WNBA person like that. Had never
because we saw him one time. We saw him one time.
Well, you saw him one time.
I saw him one time.
I didn't get to see him, but
I'm saying like Vegas saw him in the building
to be in that. But that was the only time. That's what I'm saying. He's never spoken out about WNBA. He hasn't said anything about watching the series. Never tweeted about championships games, highlighted athletes, none of that. And now that we're seeing that, it's like, oh my God, it's incredible. So no, he can do no wrong in my eyes.
Now
right
it's
now,
happening.
Tom Brady's good with me. We coup de la.
We goat. We with the goat.
I'm rolling with him. He didn't have to do it. That's the whole thing. He did not have to do that. I don't know any other NFL player that stepped up to rise to that. I haven't heard any other athlete in the NBA or anything really saying I'm going to donate and be part ownership of OWNBA team. I don't know if they can necessarily. Yeah, so
we haven't seen it.
That was good. That was big, cute kudos.
We haven't seen it. Kente said that he's going to come out of retirement and play for the Raiders.
Yeah, okay.
I think he's ixnayed the whole return to football thing by now. He's definitely said it a few times on shows. He doesn't plan to return, that he's had his kids watch him play enough that he will be watching his kids from now on. So that's what it is. What's up, Jonathan? Is loving Mo's Dodgers jacket.
Thank you. It's fire. I know, because my team is fire. We're going to set it off this year.
Here we go. Here comes the 9 month long Mo's Dodger Nation. It happens.
Yeah. I mean, does happen. My boys in blue are all time. Like, regardless of what happens with these Astros, what happened with us with the Braves. We're looking good. Our preseason was decent. Our spring training was decent. You know, Kershaw, we're going to see what that does. But we got Urias starting pitcher. I think that's a great starter to have in game one. I don't have any problems with him being our opening pitcher. I don't know what the batting order is going to be. I'm very curious about that. But we still got a man by the name of Freddie Freeman. I don't know if y'all ever heard him, but he is a juggernaut. He's a big time juggernaut, okay? He's already been averaging high in RBIs anyway. And then even preseason, he's been knocking them out the park. So we got that man. And then we got our little boy, Mookie Betts. We got our guy. You know, we still got pieces. You know, we're sad that Justin Turner's not with us. We're sad that we lost a few other people on our team. But the Dodgers, man, our bullpen is so deep that it's good to have some new rising stars come up out of this. So I'm excited. Long story short, I'm excited about tomorrow. Yeah.
And your Dodgers had a nice little
to win. We're
your Dodgers got a nice little teaser video for y'all, too.
Oh, you do? Oh, look.
So there's that.
Yeah, the blue white. You got to go with it.
I mean, you know, it's cool. And granted, the Mariners didn't have like a teaser video yet. They did show off the playoff, the home run by Cal that got us into the playoffs last year, which was dope. But we do have the J-Rod show on GQ, and he has a full spread. Mm-hmm. Mr. Julio Rodriguez is really coming out of his element, and he really has got a lot of high praise from a lot of players out there. So I'm excited to see what these Mariners got for this season.
Yeah, I hope you guys advance a little further than you guys moved the needle pretty well last season.
It's going to be a good look. I'm excited. The All-Star Games in Seattle this year. There's a whole lot going on.
And wow.
If anybody out there, yeah. Okay. If anybody out there needs the Major League Baseball opening day excuse from work, let Mo or I know. We can get it to you because some of you may need to take the day off. I don't know. Maybe.
And this is the official form. This came from the MLB. I'm not even playing. This is actually from the MLB. We can have this. I can have this thing notarized and everything if we need to. But it's
totally. We need those mobile notaries out there. That's what we need.
Yeah. If you need to skip a day of school or work, that's the note. That's it.
That's what's happening. You know what I mean? That's a good look. One funny thing about the Major League Baseball's opening day. So the Marlins showing off that they will be selling 34 inches. Of Cuban sandwich. It's a 2.5 pound Cubano Gigante, which feeds about 4 to 8 people. You can buy this actually at the Marlins Stadium ballpark. That's crazy.
So that'd be a whole row of folks that say, let's just, who's going in on the sandwich?
Who wants on the Cubano? Like, let's get it.
Right.
Yeah.
Who wants in on it?
Mm-hmm. Who wants in on this? But hey, man, ballparks be having some good food, I swear, compared to some of the other stadiums or basketball arenas. Ballparks,
you gotta
really
tell me, honey. Dodger Stadium is my oasis, honey. Dodger dogs all day.
Yes. What's good, Shane? Shane's in the comments. We appreciate you tuning in.
Hi, Shane. I don't know any of these people, but hi, Shane.
Shane's in Seattle. He's ready for the Mariners.
These are supposed to be your Seattle peeps.
Yeah. No, not all of them. No, uh-uh. We got covered that. I know you sent me a thing about Bronny. I don't even understand how Bronny can be making this kind of money. It's almost sickening.
Well, first of all, it's three separate deals, but it's totaling the $7 million in NILs he potentially could have.
And I mean,
if he goes to either Duke or he goes to Ohio State, because that's the two option choices that his dad is kind of pushing him to kind of go to. But that's the valuation of his NIL deals. He's got three
of
them.
So he is going to college. This is what's happening.
He just haven't figured out which school yet, if it's going to be Duke or the Ohio State. LeBron's fans of both. Thought Coach K was still going to be at Duke coaching, but you still got somebody that knows Coach K's system, clearly. So he could go that way, or he could play back home at the Ohio State.
7.2 million. You know, there's a big thing in Congress right now that's discussing the NILs and regulating them, because they feel like the NIL deals are also a way that they're getting these players to transfer, to want to change schools, to move over, because they can offer them maybe more money in the NIL deals, which still is illegal by kind of like a bribe.
Well, it's like three different companies. So I'm curious to see what the three companies, I can't remember which ones, are offering them, but it's totaling that amount, which is, it's Bronny. Wild. I think that was going to be a bag regardless.
I mean, of course, LeBron's kid. So you need this.
Yeah, that was going to be a bag regardless.
We do have a few hugadores. We didn't have any last week, but of course we had to mention these. And we know it's not football season, but somehow we talked about the Chiefs super fan, Chiefsaholic, who had robbed a bank and went missing like back in December. He got found, charged, arrested, was released on bond in February. $1 million bond warrant was issued on Monday because apparently he failed to appear for court and cut off his ankle monitor over the weekend. It was found in the woods outside of an apartment or a hotel he was staying at. So
how the heck did he, was he able to do that?
Wouldn't it be funny if he showed up at the draft? It's in Kansas City. I'm just saying.
Knowing him, he probably would, because that's just how bold he is.
Runs on stage, gets arrested, security comes. Like, that would be, that would make the Kansas City draft put on the map, I think.
My thing is, how was he able to cut that monitor off, that ankle monitor? And secondly, God, this mascot privilege is real out here in these streets. Like, how's he able to get away with all of this kind of stuff?
You robbed a bank for $130K and you get out on bail just because this is the first time he robbed a bank? Like, I don't see how that's even.
Well, he's got white privilege, but he's also got the mascot privilege too. Let's be real.
I guess. So the Chiefs.
You got a comment, and then you're a super fan of the Chiefs. I feel like one of them made a call. Like, I feel like somebody must have made a call.
It wasn't Andy Reid, though. Mm-mm.
I mean,
Andy Reid ain't going to do that.
Well, it doesn't have to be a head coach. It could be the higher ups. I don't know. Heinz fan, the ketchup fan. I don't know. Whoever owns him. I don't know. I don't know how he got out. I don't know how he got his ankle monitor off. And that's my biggest thing. How did he get the ankle monitor off? He watched YouTube and was like, I'm going to the woods.
I'm headed out of here. This is what's happening.
And I'm a dog at it. Like, I'm an actual wolf. And no one's going to suspect a thing.
Well, I'm hopefully he left the costume at home, because I think that will make it just that more noticeable if he's out running around in this costume.
Well, he didn't probably wear the Chiefs stuff. He probably was naked. He took the t-shirt off the body part.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord.
Maybe just does like the wolf.
TMI. Draw me a picture I don't need to have. Thank you.
Maybe he's got several wolf costumes. Maybe this ain't his only one. Maybe he's got a whole shtick going on.
Got like a Teen Wolf thing going on. Shout out Goose, let the ball bounce. Last day of Women's History Month. Actually, Friday is the last day.
Friday, the 31st. Yeah.
So we've got a few more days. Don't cut us short now.
What's up, Goose? Shout out to you. Shout out to Let the Ball Bounce.
Yeah.
Tuesdays and Saturdays.
Hey, listen, we also got another one. I don't even understand this one. Bradley Beal, under investigation. Orlando Police Department wants to put charges on Beal with one count of simple battery stemming from an incident that took place on March 1st when the Wizards played in Orlando. Apparently, there's a Wizards fan that lost a bet and was near the tunnel where the players were exiting and had said something along the lines of, you made me lose $1,300. I'm going to guess something. He says something along those lines. And Bradley came back at him and tipped his cap and apparently had got in contact with his face while he was pushed or got his cap off his head and now is facing some charges.
But he didn't even hit the fan that said it. He hit the fan's friend.
The fan's friend. Yeah. So I don't know.
I mean, the thing of it is
you gotta know better than that. I mean, you can't let these guys. We already know that fans are going to be saying a whole lot of mess, and you got to be able to put up with that and keep the show moving and not put yourself in this predicament. I'm sure he's heard far worse fans yelling stuff at him before this.
I'm curious to see how it's going to be in these NFL stadiums when they have sports books in them now.
Yeah, I forgot to get that picture,
you're going to have angrier fans yelling at the players at tunnels about how much money that costs them the game.
Uh-huh. Shout out Sportsnista. She said, man, fans better act like they got some. Listen, the fans.
They don't have no sense. That's the term for
mix that. Alcohol with no common sense and everything else put aside. But yeah, when they get those sports, I mean, we kind of see how it is here a little bit because, you know, but here's, I don't know. I feel like if you have an app, you can pretty much bet at any stadium already, at least in most states, not all.
You probably can run in. I mean, I don't know. All I know is these fans are gonna be uptight and upset because you're gonna be you're gonna be betting with your heart, and the house always wins, and you're gonna.
Well, they swear everything's scripted, you know.
Whatever.
Hey, listen, I got to show this one video. I didn't catch, I've only been watching the NIT in regards to the Washington Huskies ladies because they were in the Final Four, their Fab Four, whatever they want to call it. I think they lost today. However, I think it was on last week on Thursday, the Memphis women's basketball team was playing Bowling Green and there was a little altercation. So there was a girl on the Memphis team, Jamira Schutz. She actually was in court today pleading no contest to an assault charge stemming from this altercation that I'm about to show you, where it shows her, if you look closely, they're in the handshake line following their loss to Bowling Green, and she actually punched one of Bowling Green's players, Elisa Brett, and it's something you just don't see every day, especially in women's basketball, but here we go. Cotter, you didn't see her fall down. So
I
the players were
down,
kind of.
I didn't see the hit. I was looking for the punch.
Yeah, yeah. The punch was kind of in the public, within the crowd,
Within the huddle. Yeah,
yeah. So she put no contest, but still, that was something that happened, and we got to give her a little Jugador a Loco award for that one. It was a little lot.
That's dumb.
It's very dumb. Before we get into March Madness, folks, we do fully want to talk about it. I see Kente was going to talk about South Carolina. We definitely want to get into that. We want to talk a little bit about Vegas sports beforehand. Shout out to Cassandra. Said she gave her two-piece but no biscuit. Yeah, I don't think it was a hard hit, but she got her because the girl played in the next two games anyway. So it wasn't like she was out.
It didn't damage her. So. But the thing of it is why do it? It's just kind of stupid.
Why do it? Exactly. Like we talked about, the NHL season's finishing up in 3 weeks. Vegas Golden Knights are still in first place, but are only above the Kings by 2 points. We're over Edmonton by 3. Edmonton is inched up because we lost to them over the weekend. Or no, we beat them over the weekend. We lost to the Oilers yesterday. Yeah, 7-4. What a high-scoring hockey game, too. So we got to keep our eyes on the Golden Knights as they make this playoff push, trying to secure that home ice advantage. We also had a big fight this weekend over at the MGM Grand Arena. Caleb Plant versus Benavidez. Is that it? Did I say it right? You know me. We got Cassandra in here. She was there looking great in her red dresses, of course. Caleb Plant lost. Did you watch the fight?
I didn't see it at all. Honestly hadn't fought in years, so, and thought that he could rock this guy, and this guy has been competitively playing, training and doing what he needed to do, and.
Yeah, all I know he's got bloody.
I mean,
got
we wanted Caleb
Plant
to win because Benavidez had talked mess on his late daughter when his daughter passed away, and that gives you motive to want to knock somebody out, but tables turned and you got rocked, so.
And here we are.
Got rocked. And
speaking of other things that got rocked, the Vipers, they got rocked.
The Vipers been rocked.
Seven. Although it was a nice day, so, you know, we've had rain, we've had high winds. There was actually a good day on Saturday for the Vipers. However, we didn't even score until the second half. Let me just tell you, there was 3 passes made and completed by our quarterback, Perez, in just the first quarter, 3 pass attempts. A whole 3. I don't know what's happening.
It's the stadium. No one wants to see that damn game in Cashman Field, nor do they want to play in Cashman.
Imagine being the announcers and you've got to climb up in this thing. The cameramen, the announcers, the offensive and defensive coaches that are calling the plays are in this little
it's metal. Ridiculous.
Looks like an adult jungle gym. Like we're gonna see it on like a parkour event later on ESPN. Yeah. The one thing I will say that is good, the DJ, I don't even know his name. So if you know his name, please drop it in the comments. The DJ is dope. And you can actually request songs through the Vipers Twitter, which was fire because there was always good songs playing during the game. So I'll give him that.
At Cashman Field, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah. It's, who got a new QB? No shame. We got Brett Hadley still. He actually came in the second half. I want to say the third or fourth quarter. He scored the one touchdown. But yeah. I thought Prez got traded. I don't think he got. I think we got two. We have two.
Yeah, look it up and see. I don't know.
I'm about to. Cassandra, the crowd is good. Like there are some diehard XFL fans out there. I will say that. And I would say there was about maybe 3,000-4,000 people there. I wouldn't know for sure. I mean, it's hard for them to compete on a Saturday when there's so much other stuff happening. Like we had the NCAA tournament here, you had boxing here, but there are some diehard fans that be out there. So I'll give them that. Let me see. I'm looking it up right now.
Well, I don't know why anybody would want to. I mean, shoot.
Well, I don't know. Shane
Field. It's a Cashman Field. So it's just not good, you know, and it's just one of those things.
It's not. And what's crazy is that when I was sitting there, there was a kid, I won't say a kid, a young man from Bishop Gorman who does a sports show with the Bishop Gorman's TV station there. And he was mentioning how, you know, Vegas Vipe or the XFL had approached Bishop Gorman to have their games there. Offered them like a 4-year deal and Bishop Gorman wasn't having it.
Well, they didn't want the element over there.
Well, and plus, you've already had ESPN. You know, he said that ESPN's already been there covering their games before. So it's not like, you know, they already had the equipment. They had everything set up already to go. They just needed the plug. Yeah, and Bishop was like,
they didn't want anybody in that element, in that neighborhood, in that area. You got all these walks of life coming. That's the blue. This is a blue collars league. So you have them coming over to Posh Gorman. Yeah, that ain't happening.
I mean, you know, Shane, that's, I don't know. Did Prez get traded after the game? Because he played in the game. I remember watching him and he was on the, so he must have got traded after the game. I don't know how we're going to do with just having Hadley or who else we got, but that's going to be yeah. Listen, Gorman was, it's times 10 nicer than Cashman. That's what should have happened.
It is. But I mean, it would make sense, but I get it because it's Gorman. They're not going to do that. So,
yeah. Unfortunately, Shane says we got new QBs, so I'll have to look out for that. I didn't see it, but we only have, so there is, if you haven't been to the game, granted it is Cashman, yes, we're not caring for it, but if you want to go to the game, there is one home game left, and that's this Saturday at noon. So it's an early game, should be a decent weather. It's not going to be beautiful, but it'll be decent for Vegas. Get out there, catch them on Saturday, early game at noon. So there's that.
Yeah.
We also got our lights. The lights have yet to come home because of the Vipers, but they will, they are undefeated. They tied their last match. We got single tickets on sale. Now their home opener is May 5th. So remember that May 5th is a light season opener, as well as they will be playing in the US Open Cup versus the LA Force. That'll be at UNLV and that's going to be on April 5th. So you could catch them a month earlier here in Vegas, if you want, just go there and check out tickets. Last but not least, our Aviators. They opened up on Tuesday. Tuesday, it's going down. This is the 40th anniversary for having professional baseball in Nevada. They got promotional nights. You got a t-shirt on opening night on Tuesday. Of course, Bark in the Park is back on Wednesday. $2 beer nights on Thursday. And I'm excited because that's a picture of Coors Light. And last year's beer, free beer was not, I think it was like Modelo or I don't know, some beer that I don't really care for. So could be different. They got a different beer for beer night. You got fireworks on Friday, a puffy vest on Saturday given away, and then a throwback hat, I think, or a throwback jersey for Sunday. So Aviators back.
Once today the weather gets good, they'll be out there.
Yeah. It'll be good.
Yeah.
Should be a good show. All right. March Madness. Again, let me just reiterate how much I'm excited for the Bird and Taurasi show coming back for the Final Four. The women's Final Four, let me clarify. These two lit it up last year. I'm excited to see them back again. Should be great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hey, listen. Caitlin Clark could be the biggest story in all women or men's basketball. This woman is amazing. She's the first player in D1 history to have mass 900 points and 300 assists in a single season. One season. She also scored 40. She also had the first 40-point triple-double in NCAA tournament history for men or women. Hello. Hello.
What's her year in college?
I want to say she's a junior.
She's out of there.
But people are leaving.
Especially if they win the championship, she's out of there.
Yeah, we also saw that Iowa and Louisville drew more viewers than any viewers than any NBA game on ESPN this season.
That was a great game.
That was an intense game.
The women's games have been lit. They've been really, really good. They're more excited than the men's because everybody, like I said, is disappointed with the upsets. Everybody's brackets are pretty much busted. No one has anything else to go off of. So to watch these women, it's I'm not saying it's like a consolation, but it makes up for this whole March Madness thing. That's for sure.
They've been going wild. So the women's bracket or the women's Final Four was going to be Iowa and
Virginia Tech.
South Carolina.
Oh, huh? South Carolina. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. Iowa versus South Carolina. Man, this is going to be quite the matchup. You've got Iowa against the Gamecocks. You've got Virginia Tech going against LSU, the Bayou Barbie. There's a lot.
I want LSU to come out of all of this.
Yeah.
I'm going for LSU through the whole thing. Who do you
have? I love the Gamecocks, but man, I love me some Caitlin Clark, and I've been talking about her all year. Like, I really, this girl is just, man, I want to see her.
She is the truth, but I've got to roll with my sister school, LSU, mm-hmm. from being down in the South, and I'm just, you know me. I'm rooting for us, so LSU is it is. That's what I booked, and I hope they do have that matchup, but I don't know if Iowa. That's going to be a great game against South Carolina. It really is. Because they're juggernauts. And I don't know if they can get past that.
Donna mentioned Maddie because, she declared for the WNBA. Well, she is great. I mean, she definitely, we talked about her last week.
She's the truth.
Yeah, she's the truth, too. I'm not saying, I just personally was excited. I mean, she's great. And she's had a phenomenal career as well. I can't wait to see her. And, like, it's just crazy that, without expanding the league as far as the WNBA, without anyone really retiring, you've got to have these girls going up against vets, and vets are going to lose jobs, or these girls are going to not be on teams, which is...
Or they go overseas and play for a while and then come on back, and they can do that.
But, yeah, that's just no fun. That's
they
no
can
fun
do that. Here. Because if the old heads don't leave and people don't retire out to Rossi, then we won't have, I don't know.
We also got to give it up for Coach Yo at Ole Miss. They did lose in the Sweet 16, but she had promised, and I quote, to do damage in the transfer portal. And literally a few days later, she's already secured Kennedy Todd Williams from North Carolina.
Yeah.
Literally, she left. She was on the transfer portal from North Carolina and is now committed over to Ole Miss. So,
yeah.
Listen, Ole Miss is it. What did she say? She says, the sip is the move.
It is.
I not give like it all it. Up. No, she not. They listen. If you can make some future bets, I don't know. Ole Miss is going to be on them.
I'm not going to bet all. I'm not going to bank on it all like that, but I will be watching them.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. Kente, there was more talent. A lot of talent on women's games. I mean, the men's was just crazy because their transfer portal was so crazy last year. We saw how all these games got affected. Teams got affected. Our blue teams didn't make it in. No number one seeds. I mean, that's just, it's crazy.
Well, the bracket's busted. I'm over it. I don't even care. Yeah.
They said there was six brackets out of what, 12, 13, 15 million that had got the last.
Like, I've never seen anything go down like this.
Ever. You got Florida Atlantic. Florida Atlantic? Hello, Florida Atlantic. Versus San Diego. Yeah. I mean, we got, look at this. There's a Mountain West team in the final four for men.
Who would have thought that? Ain't that some stuff?
Yeah. And then you got Miami and UConn. First of all, this, oh, except for UConn, every team there, this is their first trip to the final four.
Yeah.
UConn's won five championships since 99. However, they've kind of, you know, they're not they're under Miami the radar.
And San Diego State, for that matter.
Florida Atlantic? In the final Come four. On.
Yeah, I don't get it.
It just, it's so wild to me.
I never would have seen that coming. And I was watching.
And them saying that there's no All-Americans in the final four. This is like the first year it's ever happened where there's been no All-Americans in the final four. Like, unbelievable. Unbelievable. But we will give a huge shout out to the Vegas native, Julian Strather, who hit that deep three in the win over UCLA in the Sweet 16. That was amazing here at T-Mobile to do it here on his home field or his home court. But unfortunately, Gonzaga could not keep up with UConn in the Elite Eight, which was too bad. I was going for Gonzaga a little bit out of those options. But March Madness, listen, Friday, 4 p.m., the women's start. That's all I got to say. I will be watching those games intensely. It's going to be a good look. It's going to be such a good look. I just can't wait. I can't wait. Mo, can you wait? Are you going to watch it? You're going to have it on the at the work?
I mean.
You got to.
You know, I'm going to have the TV on, so you know I'm going to be watching it. I'm going to be all in it. I'm so intense in this game right now with Minnesota and Phoenix Suns. I really want Minnesota to beat the Suns badly.
KD's back?
Debuting right now. Okay. The score is 36-36 with 6 minutes and nine left in the second. It's kind of going back and forth. Cat is playing because they had him on a game time decision today, and Cat is definitely playing, so he's out there too, and that's going to be the X factor. But I don't want Phoenix to win.
So this was the standings as of yesterday. I know the Mavs lost today, which still keeps them out the plane in the playoffs.
I love it.
They just lost to Philly.
I love it. And I watched that game against Philly. I love
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
I don't want them
But look at
either.
This. You've got eight teams that are separated by three and a half games.
See, if Golden Suns, State had won their Clippers, game the Warriors, other night, they yeah. would have been a little bit, it would have been a better be look to place. Be tied up with the Clippers and all of that. And see, that's why I need Phoenix to lose so they could say that 40-36 and see if Golden State can advance and be 41-37. And the Clippers need to lose too, because I'm more so watching the playoff standings than I am that play-in standing. Because our Lakers did win tonight. They beat the Bulls after we lost to the
okay.
Bulls.
That was a good, shout out to my Bulls from the weekend game. That was a great game though, but yeah.
Vucevic, I'm telling you, 20 and 11 rebounds. He was your top earner, and that's your center. So I don't know what the heck Zach LaVine was doing and all the rest of them. Because Kobe White, I think he had like 12. He contributed. Your bench did nothing. Pat Bev did nothing. Pat Bev didn't even have no points in, and he was a starter. So I don't know what was going on.
Because he did all that talking over the weekend and couldn't bring it back.
Obsession. Yeah. I don't know if that was all it, because he was waving his finger at LeBron and trying to taunt him, because you know he still has bitterness towards our Lakers. So
right.
I don't know if he was obsessed with that, but he scored nothing.
Jonathan said that the Lakers, you and your Lakers, you want the Wolves to lose so you can save the Suns slander for another time.
You know what? I don't want the Suns in. And what does it matter if the Lakers go into the play, you think they're going to advance into the playoffs too?
I mean, what? No. Let's talk about LeBron being back on the team not really being as great as they were.
I'm loving my Lakers. Let me just finish what I was saying. I love my Lakers, but the thing of it is I don't care. They're not going anywhere. I'm not going to sit here and obsess about what the Timberwolves got to do. I'd rather see that. I'd rather see them just take the Suns out, because the Suns didn't need KD to begin with. You lost Mikal Bridges and Cam Johnson, and they went over to Brooklyn, and look what they're doing over there. Like, I don't like the Suns, so I'll sacrifice my Lakers for the Suns not to advance.
Okay.
That's where I'm at. So what were you saying? I'm sorry, Ann.
No, you're good. We saw you said the 76ers, they had won earlier. They had Harden.
Yeah, they won earlier.
Back.
Yeah.
Embiid was back.
Yeah. He's still in the talks of MVP, you know, between he and Joker, and we'll see who wins out of that one.
Yeah. Ben Simmons is not going to play for the rest of the season. Did they?
Yeah, but I'm not even like trying to report about the news on any of this. I'm just
that's just too much. I just too much. We can talk about this though, because somebody out there going to be buying it.
Oh yeah,
Steph Curry out there making bourbon. He teamed up with a distillery in California, and he has a new brand of bourbon called the Gentleman's Collection. I'm sure the first release is going to be the Gentleman's Cut, a limited edition bourbon that will be available for purchase in select states. I'm sure there's going to be a bunch of people with the bourbon and the stogies enjoying their evenings. So shout out to Steph Curry, always making moves, and that's good.
Yeah, that's good money moves. And then put that bourbon with Aisha's cooking and stuff, and they have a whole situation. Yeah.
Right. Donnell said he'll be getting a bottle for sure. We know you like your bourbon and your stogies. So
yeah, I'm not a big bourbon person, but I do like that Uncle Nearest whiskey. That stuff is a little fire. But I would get it to support just to have. I take a signed bottle from
Steph
him, though.
Drink. We don't know if Steph drinks. I mean, I would assume maybe. I'm sure he's. I haven't ever heard of him because he doesn't drink, but we just probably haven't seen it.
I mean, I think he does. We just don't see it. His transparency is
make some bourbon barbecue sauce. That would be good. Listen.
That would. That sounds really good, too.
That would be delicious. So, hey, when we talk about some of the greatest news that you could possibly hear, I literally was at the Vipers game in the media area. Shout out to Chris Wynn and Jose Vellante that were there, because the news came across my phone. Bobby Wagner re-signs with Seattle for 1 year, $7 million. And I literally yelled and was like, and they both looked at me like I had started a fire or that, you know, some team had just lost. And I'm like, no, Bobby's back in Seattle, guys. And they got a good laugh out of that one. So welcome back, Bobby. I'm so excited. So excited. I can't wait. I get to listen. It was tough watching him in LA. It was really tough watching him in LA. It's just too much. So Bobby's back. We still have no idea as far as where the Packers and Jets are in negotiations for Aaron Rodgers. When will that happen? Who knows? And now players, they had the NFL owners had their meetings, their annual meetings. They ruled on a couple things. Players are now able to wear the number 0. And so the first player it appears that's going to be wearing it, rocking it, is Calvin Ridley for his new team, the Jaguars. Interesting. Players can wear 0, I think, except for offensive and defensive linemen.
Yeah, because Darren Waller just changed his number to 12. He's no longer 83. He's not even carrying on the
12
to the Giants. He's 12 now.
Interesting. But I've never seen a tight end with that number, with like so I don't even anything care. In the teens.
So I don't even care. About a 0, 12, whatever.
I don't know.
It's just crazy. I mean, I don't even understand how you left like that. Still upset about that.
Jonathan, why you let him walk and come back? Listen, I don't think it was a money thing with Bobby, and he wanted to go get other money. He went to LA, got some money with the Rams. They released him. So come on back. We'll welcome you back. Take this $7 million, which I think is a great deal for him, and be the vet on the team to help these youngins out, because we definitely need it. Now, if they want to bring back some more, I mean, the defensive right now looks good. If we just need to work a little bit on the offensive line, and I'm going to be happy with that. I'm going to be happy with that. It's going to be a good one.
I don't think anybody cares about Bobby Wagner coming back, to be quite honest with you.
Well, you don't. But there's a lot of people.
I don't even know. The Seattle people in the chat, do you guys care that Bobby Wagner's back? Just type
hell
yes.
Hell yeah.
And I'm curious.
They will.
I mean, are they? Mm-hmm. I'm curious because I don't know. Like, that wasn't really breaking news for me. Like, okay.
It was breaking.
It wasn't even breaking. We didn't know where he was going. It's making rooms for the Seahawks.
It sure was.
Y'all be excited about
no, that was an ESPN alert times 10
for a $7 million 1 year stint. That'll do what for you? I don't know. I would like to see how that looks.
What do you mean? For he signed 1 year deal with the Rams too, or no? I don't know.
Yeah,
I just
he went invisible with the. I wasn't paying attention to Bobby Wagner. I was watching the Rams.
Don't be mad at Bobby. Damn. Why all this hate outside?
About the fact that this
you want to talk about Jimmy G? You want to talk about Josh Jacobs? I mean, we could talk about it.
1 year, $7 million. Okay, that's great and fair. because that's all he deserves.
But he's the passion of, like, he was a rock of Seattle. He was a rock for Seattle. And to have him with Russell both leaving, he was. And now he's back. And he'll probably use this as, like, his career endpoint, too. To come back, play for a year, possibly retire. Who knows what happens with him.
So he's also on the few, on the verge of retirement, Bobby Wagner. So you're not getting the same Bobby Wagner you had before.
Well, we saw that in LA. He wasn't the same.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying. Okay, people in the chat that are from Seattle, you're Jonathan, and all these people, type yes or no if you're still listening, if you're excited about Bobby Wagner coming back.
Bobby still got it. Bobby was always in a comeback. I mean, they're saying it. They're there. Just a hater. Just because your Raiders still going to be flunking on the bottom of the AFC West ain't going to be my bad.
Well, how many games y'all expect to win this season? Because they got us on the verge of saying 7.5, verge of 8. How many y'all?
We're winning more than you, for sure. I'd say at least, I think so. I'd say 10 or 11.
We have to bet on that in the start of the season.
Oh, we could bet. We have to place a bet right now.
How much you want to bet? What should the bet, the terms of the bet be?
Let it be $54. Let it be $54.
$54?
Bobby's number.
Okay.
I mean,
that's fair. If you want to make it an old Seattle bet thing, I guess.
I mean, what do you want to make it?
I don't know. I guess 54 is fine.
Or you can think, or let me know what you like.
I mean, 54 is fine if that's what you want to do. 54.
Just make it a straight 50. Is that better for you?
I mean, I don't know. 54, and you're putting it on Bobby? Because your 54 is going on Bobby. You sure you want to chance yourself with that kind of luck?
Well, yeah, I'm more vested in my team this year than I was last year. Last year was just for shits and giggles because really all we needed to do was beat the Denver game and we were all happy. But the fact that we actually still did good enough to get into the playoff for a game, that was magical.
I'm looking at the NFC West picture for you guys right now with with the 49ers being who they are.
Yeah. That's one team that we played twice, so they're okay.
And Arizona,
if anything,
being who they are.
Arizona ain't nothing. You saw what they did last year.
I'm just saying, and Arizona being who they are.
Right.
I'm not saying they're good or bad. I said San Francisco for being who they are.
The Rams.
You can take that however you think San Francisco is. Arizona for who they are. You can take that for how they are. And then the Rams. Take the Rams for however you want. So 54 is what you want.
Shane said 154. Kente said make it a whole $200.
Y'all put up money?
Shane said
y'all got balling money. I was going to bet 54 cents, to be quite honest with you.
I mean, you don't got faith in your team. That's why.
I have faith in my team. My team will win maybe 8 games. I feel like our team. I actually was going to put $100 on the 40-1 odds that we go to the Super Bowl. I was just going to do it just to do it. I literally was going to do that. I think I still will.
I mean, Jimmy's been there once before. I can't say it'll be happening again.
And he got a ring for it, too. Listen, those odds, you never know. But I'll take your 54. I'll match that 54. We'll bet it.
All right, Shane, Kente, y'all heard this here. Kente said make it 400. We're
going to
keep it at 54. Since you want to talk all that smack about Bobby and no one caring about Bobby and Seattle not even caring about Bobby, now we're going
to
make it $54.
I mean, I only spoke to 5 people from Seattle. We didn't get a general consensus, but we got the ones that mattered, I suppose, because they're fans of the show and fans of you.
You want mom tapping? Do I need to have mom tapping? Because mom's excited.
Again, a small group of your circle. It does not make a whole Seattle.
How many other people do you know from Seattle?
It doesn't matter. How many people do you know from Seattle?
Clearly a lot more than you. But you're saying
people that are in this chat, this is all that matters at this point.
You asked questions, they answered. You addressed the people in the chat. They answered. They gave you their response.
They did, but you're like representing like it's the whole Seattle. No, it's just.
I mean, even Donnell chimed in, and he's not a Seattle fan.
Who?
Donnell mentioned he was like, it's a good look for Bobby. They got a good price. Both everybody wins.
But did he say that they would be? Yes, he didn't type a yes or no either.
I think he might have tapped out.
No. Saved by the bell, because he's going to rock with his San Francisco 49ers. He's going to say, y'all going to lose the whole damn season if it was up
you know, all the hating vibes towards Seattle are so early. I mean, focus on your Dodgers. It's
just Seattle. one Lombardi trophy, and this is how y'all act. Y'all know how to act.
Jonathan, I can't even put your comment.
And
on
the funny thing is, you're not embarrassed about the play call holder all around the world that cost y'all the second Lombardi Trophy.
How long ago was that? How long ago was that? We talking 2015, 2014? Like, okay, and so, but what? That's
crazy. Like you should be, really embarrassed at the fact.
I should
that
be embarrassed for the rest of my life because of that. No way. Yeah, it happened. Yeah, it still hurts to hear about it. But guess what? Can you change the past? I have no time machine. Hey, listen. If you want to give me a time machine, Mo, so I can go back and change it, please do. I would love it.
I mean, you don't feel any bit of embarrassment from that still?
No. Why? It's been like almost 10 years ago, 9 years ago. What am I supposed to do? Sit here and boohoo for like all life and be depressed in my house?
Yeah, look at your coach and be pissed at him every time you see him. That's what you should be doing.
Clearly, it wasn't just a Coach Pete thing because Coach Pete still lost to Russell Wilson and still got us to the playoffs.
Doesn't even matter about that. That does not. That has nothing to do with that. He's still. You guys had a chance.
Why don't you talk about your coach for the Raiders and let us know how it's going to be like the Raider Patriots. That's what we should call them, the Radiatriots.
Hey, they've been there since last season. And look what they might do.
And they're doing more. They're doing more of it.
They might. Well, let's hope. Shoot, all we can do. Look, I know my team can be trash. I know. And I can take accountability for every members of my team. What you do is make excuses for your coach.
How am I making excuses for my coach?
Every day, I'd be pissed. Because of the simple fact that all he had to do was call a play for Beast Mode to go over and y'all would have won that game. I was mad for y'all.
Okay.
And I'm still tight about that.
I already told you from the beginning, this is already a good L. This is already an issue I had. This was a scripted move back in the NFL. This was
a scripted move. That was crazy. It's all get out.
Okay. But we still won one.
And it lives rent-free in people's heads. Don't think it don't.
Of course. But we still been to three Super Bowls in the last two decades and won one. So I'm not mad. I can't be mad that we won a Super Bowl in the last decade. Last 10 years? No, I'm not. Would it have been nice to have back-to-back? Sure.
It would have been great to have back-to-back, but y'all coached it.
Cassandra, she acting like she is Seahawks fan right now.
I'm very tight because I would think that was just the most boneheaded play in NFL history next to the one we faced with the Steelers and that whole situation. But I'm just feeling like that was just crazy. I'm very tight about it because I watched that game in real time. I was rooting for y'all.
I was in Arizona at the bar right next to the stadium when this took place. I was there living in the real issues.
You should stick yourselves. Like, this is crazy. Like, I don't understand how y'all.
So just screw it. Don't be a fan no more. Like, let it go. Yeah, okay.
Is that what y'all Seattle fans do? Y'all don't hold grudges.
How are we holding grudges?
Y'all don't hold grudges against that?
I mean, guess what? It's not. It's irrelevant now. What is it doing now to be holding a grudge from back in the Super Bowl 54?
I don't know. See, I'd be holding a grudge. Or 49. I just think that's the craziest thing in the world. The fact that Beast Mode was right there, like, I just don't get it.
I mean, I hear it. Listen, we've talked to Marisha and Brandy about it, too.
I totally would be begrudging to Pete Carroll over that if I was a Seahawks fan.
I'm not.
I wouldn't care what he did. You cost us another trophy, sir. We may not have a chance to go back and get one for a while. That's all I'm saying. Y'all don't hold no grudges?
For right. What? We've been doing good. I mean, except for that. Listen, it is what it is. I love Pete. Pete made a wrong choice, whether it was his choice or not. Because I still can't even for sure say that it was Pete's call. Like, let's be honest. Nobody, I feel like people didn't want to see that play happen. And it didn't happen, unfortunately. I can't just say it was Pete's call that he should have called that call. Who doesn't know whose call that was? It didn't happen. We didn't win. I'm not going to live my life living in 2014, 15 and crying, boohooing every day because of a play that took place.
Listen, we still hold, I mean, I guess the Raider fans, you know, we're built differently. We hold grudges. We hold grudges.
Really?
Grudges to the Tuck rule, we hold grudges to Steelers, we hold grudges with, you know.
I mean, I'm not a Patriots fan, so I'm going to hold a grudge against the Patriots. I'm not a Patriots fan.
So like I'm sitting here like, oh. The Patriots, and we hold a grudge. We don't like the Cowboys either.
Okay.
And that sticks. I don't think that's anything the two of us can mutually get over is them. But I it's weird that you guys don't have a grudge on that Seahawks thing.
What are we supposed to? Yeah, and we definitely don't like the Steelers because that was a
I mean, you gotta have some kind of grudges. I definitely would just have a grudge with that.
Okay. Are you off your soapbox now with the Seahawks? I mean, you've spent a lot of time talking about the Seahawks today. I don't know. Are you feeling okay? Your temperature?
No, I just was like, I just.
I think Moha got a fever. If someone check on her, send her some cold thing.
Like, y'all
or something.
Just really be on it. Like, it's funny to me because it's like, y'all had a chance. But
everybody got their individual fans. You be doing this stuff with your Raiders.
I do. And I hold grudges with my team. I admittedly hold grudges. That's why I said the Raider fans were just built different, I guess. I don't see how y'all don't have a grudge towards this.
But you act like a grudge is like, I can't like my team. I can't like Pete Everett. No, I'm still walking my.
But that's what you're saying. Against that player. It doesn't have anything to. I'm saying.
But that's what you're telling me. You're telling me I need to have a grudge against Pete. I need to have a grudge against. No, like, I mean, yeah, I'm still mad that we didn't win that Super Bowl, but I'm still a fan for life. Like, this is still my team.
I mean, we're not saying walk away from your team, but you can still have a grudge.
Okay, so explain what a grudge is in your interpretation.
A grudge is like an errant of grievance, an issue that you have with a particular element of your team, a person.
Right, but you saying I need to have a grudge with Pete Carroll for the last 8-9 years.
But it's something that lives in your head, Riffy, and you just don't forget.
I didn't say I forgot. I was there. I went to the bar right next door. I remember people hitting me saying, oh, man, you all got this at halftime. And I was like, don't say that because it's only halftime. And boop, what happens? We lose. I remember all this in my head. I have pictures from all of that.
And you don't hold no upset tightness about that?
Against Pete? No, I still got a head coach. He's still our head coach. I'm not saying fuck Pete and fuck the Seahawks the rest of the time until they all changes. No, that's not it.
There's some Seahawks fans out there that probably say that, though.
Not real Seahawks fans, no. If they might have let, they might have jumped ship, went somewhere else.
Oh, you think they would have jumped ship over that?
I mean, if you're saying that there was people that are still mad and hate Pete or hate whomever made the call, then they should have just jumped ship. I mean, you're talking like you can be mad at your team, but now you've got to like have a grudge for life.
I would have a grudge. Like I said, that's why I said the Raider fans are built different. We still have a grudge over the Patriots over the Tuck rule. Like, we don't, you know, we still hold a grudge over freaking.
I mean, I still got grudges with the Mariners and the Yankees. Like, I still hate the Yankees, despise them for just basically turning us into their farm team for so many years. Like,
yeah, but my grudge is not hate of the Raiders. My grudge or the hate of the other teams. It's just the grudge that I have. I dislike them for those reasons. Or a player like Jamarcus Russell who stole money from us. That whole time he was a quarterback. Yeah, I definitely have a grudge against him. I have a grudge against Randy Moss because
it would be different for those grudges if they were still on your team. That's what I'm saying. Like, Pete is still our coach. It's hard to hold a grudge on someone that's still part of your organization.
I don't know if that's necessarily true.
I feel like it is. I mean, I feel like it'd be easier for me to say, like, you're talking about players that
still be tight and still have like a thing for Pete Carroll.
But I'm not tight about it. Like, yeah, it pissed me off. Yeah, it still can live in my head. Yeah, but I'm not, there's not a grudge. Like, I'm not. I don't.
Still have to be your coach.
I'm mad we lost as a team, period. Because guess what? It didn't have to be just one touchdown that kept us from winning. We could have been ahead by more. We could have been winning the game by more. I'm mad at the corner. I'm mad at the corner from the Patriots who actually caught that damn ball. Why was he right there?
You could have even just won it simply with Beast Mode running the ball in, like he normally does.
I mean, we can talk about it for 2 more hours, but you know, whatever you want to do.
No, I'm just saying. I mean, you ain't got to dislike your coach, but you still have a grudge against him.
Shane said he's going to sell some tickets at MGM Boxing. Listen, we both got back in the gym today, so
we
got to take it to a boxing match.
We did. But I know how – I only trigger Mel like this and mess with her just because it makes great for the show. And I know how she gets all hyped with her Seahawks situation because that's what she does.
That's what I do.
And so, I mean, it's more so for the entertainment value of it, just pushing buttons. But, yeah. And so, I mean, listen – I personally would have a grudge against him. That's just my opinion. Like, I would have a grudge against him. He could still be.
You're like the Stephen A. Smith of the Girl Child Sports.
But I'm still a Dodgers girl. Like, what the hell? Like, you could do that.
And you can tell me y'all. I don't have a. At least I'm not grudging.
That's like one of the most embarrassing upsets of a Super Bowl game, in my opinion. Like,
I mean, I don't know that Atlanta getting Atlanta being up by 20 points at halftime. That was pretty embarrassing too.
I mean, they're on that list too, but it don't mean that y'all not the sole proprietors of the list. Y'all ranked in there too. Don't think y'all not.
Kinte out here asking for me to get triggered more. We don't need this. I don't need this in my life. I'm glad y'all enjoyed it though.
Yeah, we're all glad y'all enjoyed it. I get it.
Hey, but while we're on, While we're on the topic of Seattle sports, I do have a slightly long video I want to share, only because it is the end of Women History Month, and this is a great example of how the city of Seattle is behind their women and what they're doing, especially in building them a new practice facility that is built by women. Oh, is that even loaded up? Shoot, where is it? Let me see.
I see it.
I think I forgot to add it, but I'm gonna pull it up right now.
Painful.
I know.
Women deserve.
See, that's why Seattle be so embarrassing. Y'all be making flops and L's, great. Man, and y'all don't have the rest of this.
Are you gonna let people listen
now to a place that's all about women reaching for the stars, women having a place where it's natural that they have big aspirations and they're going to get the support they need to reach those aspirations.
This ownership group has invested in the WNBA and in the Seattle Storm for a long time. But what was next? It's this. It's a dedicated practice facility for a professional women's team.
It's the perfect time to establish our own facility, a place where the team can practice and a place where they can call home. When we went out to pitch the project to people, we said it's important to us to represent our community. It's important to us that diversity is a part of what you bring to working with us.
It is super powerful to have women lead and to show that the job can be done with a dream, hope, vision, and the unity of a like-minded group.
If you invest, if you showcase women's sports, there are actually a lot of people who are interested and who want to be famous.
The significance of a facility for women, built by women, it's so seamless with our organization and our mission and the work that we constantly strive to do.
We talk about their strength in numbers. We talk about equity. And we talk about making sure that women are elevated, not solely as athletes, but as business owners, coaches, leaders. And this epitomizes that.
Putting that iconic building in Seattle is going to show the city how much basketball matters, how much women's sports matters, and how much we care about establishing our place forever in this amazing city.
Our aim is that this becomes a model for all professional women's teams across this country.
I think it's dope.
How many minutes was that? But let me just say, Mark Davis is the first to get it. Brown broken for a sports complex for women. However, this is monumental because this is constructed by a total women's construction foreman, planner, architect team from bottom to top. And this is just going to be an amazing complex for these ladies.
I love it.
And I can't wait to see the one that's for our Aces. I can't wait to see.
Oh, for sure. I can't wait to see that. It's going to be great. Have they broken the ground? Almost done yet or anything? I mean, I haven't seen news
right
on
in between
it.
Where the Raiderettes.
But it's funny that we don't get the news here about the actual facility. Like, we're not getting the updates of, hey, like, we see more updates about, you know, Fox 5 Cares and they're building houses than we do about also that they're building a sports facility for the women, the Las Vegas Aces, the champions, you know, to have their own facility here. We don't see that ever. I don't know. We don't see it. I feel like that should be on the news, but what do I know?
I agree.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So
It's not.
But they barely wanted to give us flowers when they won the championship. So, you know.
Listen, and they wanted to give us, you know, a whole 400 feet of room on the strip too. So, but, you know.
Celebrate. Yeah.
Well, but it better be twice that for this year when it comes back. That's all I got to say. Hey, before we go, a couple sneakers. I had to bring out New Balance. Has these green versus gold. They got a 990 V1, the 990 V3, dropping March 30th. What I didn't realize is that these New Balances are $180. This is more than a pair of Jordans for me. So, yeah, that's not it. And since it is opening day tomorrow, we got to show, even though that I would never get these, the Griffies are back. The Cincinnati Reds are here. The Air Max Griffey 1 in the Cincinnati Reds.
Yeah, I wouldn't get those either.
These will be dropping on the 30th. You got the Jordan 11 Lows, the Cement Grays. These come out on the 1st. Bape and Adidas have the Campus 80s out. Oh, I'm sorry. That's these ones. Nope. The Campus 80s will be coming out on the 1st as well. And these ones are from Jason Dill of Fucking Awesome and the Adidas Sambas. These will be out on the 1st. And for all of you out there that have youth size shoes like myself, these will be out just for youth and kids. These are the Jordan Low 5s Desert Berry. These will be out on the 4th. So, and in regards to Major League Baseball, girl power moment goes to Melissa Lambert.
Yes.
So she will be making Kansas City Royals history as the first woman on field staff, as well as the first director of behavior science to have a seat in the MLB dugout. The Royals are taking mental health seriously and providing a behavioral science director there.
That's awesome.
Melissa Lambert. Very awesome. And of course, I'm going to got to give it to your girl, the Bayou Barbie.
Yeah, Angel Reese is that girl. Double doubles like that.
Although she had a really bad game for the Elite Eight. She didn't even score, I think, the first half, or maybe scored 2 points, I think. But she came through. I mean, 32 double doubles leading the SEC. That's amazing. So good for her.
Yeah, she's doing a darn thing.
Kinty, I do not
and
want
I
those
to take
griffies.
It all.
Right.
He said what?
Kinty asked if I want those griffies. Let him know. I don't want those griffies. If anything, I want the original griffies. They're in Mariners colors. That's it. But I still wouldn't want them. I couldn't rock those. Cassandra, please do a drive-by and post those photos. You know, I don't be going to Henderson too often, so.
Yeah, that would be nice. We'd like to see the updates. But, you know, if you follow the Raiders or have the Raiders app, you'd actually see the updates. If you follow the Raiders on Twitter, you probably would see the updates. If you follow Lisa.
But who wants to follow the Raiders on all those places anyways?
Raider fans and myself, just like you following Pete Carroll and have no growth.
Okay.
For doing what he did.
So there we go.
Listen, you follow who you want to follow and be right up on that. And I'm absolutely
and
be right up.
Absolutely,
on that.
Absolutely. Right. Well, I follow the Aces. I don't ever see any updates on their facility. How come the Aces ain't even posting this stuff?
Well, that's some question you need to tweet to the Aces and ask them. And maybe that's something you need to email certain people in the Aces organization and ask them.
Maybe I will.
I'm very curious about that. Now that Tom Brady is acquired, maybe they halted because he's got some plans for their practice facility. Who knows?
I don't know.
But that's a great question to ask to who you said.
The Aces. Yeah, got you. All right, y'all. We went over a little bit of time. We had a great debate.
We did. Every show.
Thanks to Mo for ruffling my feathers.
Hey, it makes for good TV. Like
it does. Everybody loved it. I mean, listen, I have no problem with it. I'm good. Like I'm still going to sit here and talk.
It makes for great chatting about nothing. You know.
Good night, Cassandra. We appreciate you tuning in. Everybody else,
you might be winning.
Listen, I'm going to use that on some crab at Costco because that Dungeness is down to $11.99 a pound. Just saying. I need a crab
sandwich. I'm getting the $54. I don't even know what she's talking about right now. But go on. Go off.
We good. Hey, that's all the show for today. We appreciate you. Go subscribe to our YouTube channel at Girl Chat Sports. Follow us on Instagram Twitter at Girl Chat Sports. And make sure if you're just catching the tail end, you hit the replay. Watch it again. Join us live. Yes. We appreciate y'all. Happy Women's History Month. Celebrate women all year long. And we'll catch y'all next week.
Yeah, we are out.